The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me for another edition of How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
Well, happy National Picnic Day to all who mark it.
No way. Yeah. It's been a year.
It's been a year.
I can't believe it. Oh, I can't believe it.
Now, to be fair, it wasn't so bad today. But, I mean, it is that time of the year where you start to think about getting the gear out of the shed,
yeah,
putting it in the back of the car, and maybe going for a picnic. So I suppose that's why we mark this solemn day today, National Picnic Day.
When did picnics become a thing? Have they always been a thing? Are they a Victorian confection?
Yeah, I think there is something Victorian, Edwardian perhaps.
Okay.
Picnics run the gamut from, you know, a flask of tea and a bag of hang sandwiches in the back of the car on a rainy day to, you know, the Downton Abbey episode from, I think it was the Christmas special in 2013. You know, they went out somewhere in the car.
Yeah.
And they had the servants on hand. They had a full suite of furniture. They had crystal glasses, everything. So, you know,
I think that's what people imagine. The classic picnic is the rug out. It's like a wicker basket that you open up and it's got your cutlery and everything into it, maybe a cool glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
The children are drinking kind of, you know, homemade elderflower juice or something like
exactly.
This.
And I think that the picnic, it became synonymous with the rise of the automobile in the early part of the 20th century. That's why I say the Edwardian period in particular is associated with it. And the reason for that is because people became mobile. They were able to leave the city and go for a few hours out to the countryside. And they might not be going to a restaurant, but they would bring a picnic with them. And even technology, apart from the car, rose with the picnic as well, that there's this thing called the picnic gramophone. And I remember bringing a guest into News Talk many, many years ago who had a picnic gramophone. Have you ever seen a picnic gramophone?
No, what is it?
So it's a regular gramophone, but it's portable. So it's much smaller. Now, I say portable, I mean, these are big pieces of kit. But it's a big wooden box, essentially, with the big gramophone horn coming out of it. But it's a little bit smaller and mobile than your regular gramophone.
And you wind it up?
You wind it up at the back. And the idea was that this was the first time in lived experience that you could bring recorded music out into the open air. So it became known as a picnic gramophone because people would bring it on a picnic with them. And I remember the thing that really struck me when that guest brought it into studio was that there was no volume control on it. And the reason for that was because it was outdoors. So you needed it to be really loud to make an effect. We were playing it in studio and it nearly blew the heads off everyone. So nowadays, people might bring a Bluetooth speaker or maybe an L guitar in the back of the car.
leave it in the back of the car. So what's included in your kit? What's important? Okay. What's the essentials?
Yeah, so the essential kit really is, like, I have a cool box, which I keep in the shed. You put a few, maybe a bag of ice at the bottom of that. You need to put your drinks in there, your cold meats, your cheeses and everything, because, if you know, ideally it's going to be a nice, warm, sunny day. So you need to keep the cool things in there. The other thing that's really important, I actually went to a huge outdoor picnic last year in Kildare last summer, and it started off beautifully and we were on picnic blankets and everything. And then the heavens opened up and it was absolutely torrential rain. And everyone, of course, ran to the cars, to their cars. But there was a few groups of people who were unperturbed by nature's calling, which was because they had gazebos.
Oh.
Now, gazebos in this country are, for me, synonymous with the Celtic Tiger era. You couldn't move for gazebos in this country about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone had a gazebo. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was part of when Prosecco arrived and everyone got gazebos.
Prosecco and gazebos.
Right? But, so they kind of have this, you know, reputation of, oh, look, your man got a gazebo. But they do have their uses. And if
it's a great word, though, isn't it? Gazebo.
Yeah, I don't even know what it means. It sounds Italian. But if you can get a fold-up gazebo for the back, they're brilliant.
That's something that would be hunted on the African plains.
Yes.
Lion took down the female gazebo.
Now a herd of gazebo racing across the Serengeti.
Yeah.
So gazebo is good. I have four fold-up chairs.
Yep.
Two for the mom and dad and two for the kids. They fold up and they can go in the back of the car. Like a little table is useful, but we actually just reverse the car into the picnic area and we got a kind of a flat
boot, okay,
SUV
yeah.
boot, and you can kind of use that as your table. The other thing that I really recommend, this is a good hack, is someone, I think my wife bought this a couple of years ago. It's a waterproof picnic blanket.
Essential. Essential.
Do you have one of those? They're brilliant.
A couple of
them. So it's nice and fluffy gingham pattern on one side, which you sit on, and the other side, it's got this waterproof lining.
Does it fold into like a little suitcase?
It does. Yeah. It folds into a little suitcase.
It's great.
Ideal gift.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend that. The other bit of kit, which I think is really nice, if you don't want to get a big fancy kind of Victorian picnic basket, wicker basket,
which yeah.
can be quite expensive, is a picnic backpack. Have you ever come across
no.
one of these? These are class. Because if you want to picnic a little bit off the beaten track, and if you want to kind of marry the afternoon with a bit of a hike, maybe to a nice river or a lake. So this is a picnic basket, but it's in the shape of a backpack and it goes on your back. They do them in Next. I know. They do nice ones in there. I'm sure they do them elsewhere. But it has all little compartments in it. So it actually has a little cool section inside, which has the material to keep, you can put a cool pack in there. It has a section for four wine glasses, which will keep them from breaking.
That's
and
great.
And it also comes
kids
with
wine glasses.
Steel, kids wine glasses. It comes with stainless steel cutlery and everything.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I think a picnic, if you're going to do it right, you can't just have sandwiches.
Oh no, I would just be a just make a sandwich.
That's cheating.
Why is that cheating?
Picnic. That's not a real picnic, Kieran.
But what constitutes a picnic?
A real picnic.
Food eaten outdoors.
Is the Downton style where you go like your proper investment, you're having a proper meal, like having just sitting down and having hang sandwiches. That's just going for a hike.
Maybe a tub of pasta. A communal tub that people can just horse into
just
as well. I'll give you that.
Gym. You'd be there with a big Tupperware pasta.
Big Tupperware pasta,
And a big litre of bagna to go with.
That's beautiful. That's what you'd be doing. Delighted.
You need a roast chicken cooled. You need sausages that you cooked that morning wrapped in tin foil so that they're still warm when you open it up.
No.
And to finish off, you need to have something sweet, particularly if it's a date picnic. Because a lot of people bring people on a date. When you're early dating, you might go for a nice picnic in Phoenix Park or something like that. And have a sweet treat at the end is very nice. Like a cake, a Victoria sponge with strawberries on top.
Okay. It all sounds very complicated.
It does.
Particularly the roast chicken. So you have to bring a sharp knife then to cut your roast chicken.
Yeah, and you put it on the flat part of the boot of the car and you start cutting it up.
Yeah.
This is why you need
to... It's a big, long, sharp knife. You've got to bring that in the bag. That's going to stick into somebody accidentally at some stage. And what do you do with your chicken carcass?
You could bring an electric carving knife and then run an extension lead to the cigarette lighter of the car.
Wow.
No, I'm joking.
Right? I'd sooner just have the cigarette. Here, kids, have one of those too. We have no roast chicken. Finish your wine first.
Speaking of which, I got to tell you a funny thing. I think some of your listeners will remember this. Did you remember Mad Men?
Yeah.
Back in the day, probably about 10 years ago. It was a great series on TV. And there's a fantastic episode where they go for a picnic to a beautiful location. It's a sunny day. Betty was the wife, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and they set everything out and they're having a great time. The end of the picnic, the writer, Matthew Viner, I think he was kind of playing with our expectations because you imagine they're going to kind of tidy up everything and put it back in the car.
Oh, sorry, I do know where this is going. Yeah, yeah.
But Betty literally lifts up the picnic blanket, tosses it in the air so all the debris falls onto the grass, then gets in the car and they drive off.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It was this kind of fantastic social commentary on the kind of
I'm with Betty. I'm with Betty. You're bringing home half a chicken carcass.
Yeah.
Oh, steak. The whole carrot smell. No way.
Yeah.
Stick with your sandwiches and your tub of pasta.
Dog in the back, chicken carcass, everything.
No.
The other essentials before we finish this up, right, is because I'm making a massive mess with this.
Yeah, you are.
you need a full roll of kitchen paper, essential. You also need a full pack of wet wipes, essential. Mm-hmm. And the third thing was, what was it? Oh, yeah, bin bags. Loads of bin bags.
Okay. And the thermos flask, are you bringing tea or coffee? Are you bringing a hot drink?
Thermos flask. My grandmother was a big believer in a thermos flask of tea. Yeah, okay. Make the tea with your hot water from the thermos flask.
And never use the same thermos for coffee and tea. Because
no.
Then you end up with that awful toffee thing.
Toffee, yeah. Yeah. It's neither one nor the other.
No, and you're not sure. I was at an event recently and I wasn't sure whether I was drinking tea or coffee. The boiler had been used so often for both.
The Burko boiler.
That it was it was a slightly caffeinated tea.
Yeah, dreadful. One last hack for you. This is Mary Berry's hack, right? If you want to go the Kieran Cudahy School of Picnics.
Sandwiches.
Want to do
sandwiches, cigarettes and wine for the kids. Yeah, go for it.
And the Betty Draper tossing the blanket.
Throw it all out there.
You can make your finger sandwiches the night before. And what Mary Berry does, because you don't...
They dry out, Simon.
Yeah, you don't want them drying out and then the edges of the triangles curl up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. What Mary Berry suggests is this. You make your sandwiches in finger sizes and you pack them very tightly together in a container. You sprinkle the sandwiches with water. Then you place a wet tea towel on top of the sandwiches, pop them in the fridge and keep them overnight. And then the next morning during the car ride to go to said picnic location, they will be brought back to life.
Wow, I'm going to have to test that out.
TM Mary Berry.
Well done, Mary Berry. She never stops giving, that woman. Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much. Simon will be back with another edition of How to Do Stuff at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.